Please stand by.
It's the weekend of March 5th, 2005, and I'm Jeff.
And I'm Pat.
And you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat. Pat, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. Last week, we weren't feeling so good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm a little bit better. I think I still have sniffles, but I'm definitely feeling okay. And also, you know, last week, I think I was bummed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not so bummed anymore.
Oh,
I have
good.
Other things I'm bummed about, but the specific topic from last week, I'm not bummed about.
I think it's very healthy to go week by week and have different things that bum you out,
exactly.
You know? It's a healthy way to go through life.
Well, it's the whole Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know? As soon as I got rid of that one thing that was bumming me out, well, there's something else that's going to bum me out.
Right. And maybe if you're lucky, the second thing that bums you out is not quite as much as the first.
Right. Well, I'm looking for 5 minutes of my whole life that I don't have something that's bumming me about that doesn't also require alcohol.
Well, I do have one thing I wanted to mention about not being bummed out. We got some really good press this week from the D Magazine blog called Front Burner. They had a couple blurbs on us. And Pat, I think I told you this, but it drove a lot of traffic to the website. So if you're a new listener to the podcast, welcome. We'll try to maintain the reputation. I don't know what kind of reputation we have, but we'll try to maintain it.
So, we have no reputation.
No reputation.
But I would like to say that I am disappointed that we have to use these, you know, lesser microphones, because you had some better microphones. But Jeff constantly tells me that I need to be 6 inches away from the microphone, and he thinks I should know what 6 inches looks like because, you know, well, I'm a girl.
Exactly. I figured it'd be easier for her.
Well, I've decided 6 inches really isn't very big. I think I'd prefer 7 inches.
So you want to be 7, just be clear, you want to be 7 inches away from the mic?
Yes.
We're talking about engineering, right? Audio
right,
engineering?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
But hey, Jeff, the other kind of cool thing that we have today that I just sort of want to mention is that Jeff and I sit, as we're in the Stupendo Studios, we have a special vocal booth, and it's made out of PVC pipe, and it has a bunch of blue fabric all around it. And we have a light post in here, and Jeff did something that I think is so sweet. He put a mirror up. So he and I we can't face each other due to the geometry of the booth.
Actually, to be a nerd, due to also audio acoustics.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to get reverb from the back wall.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. But I'm appreciative of the fact that I have this mirror and I can see Jeff's smiling face at me.
Such a nerd.
Yeah, and if you think I'm saying something stupid, I'll also see disgust on your face.
That's right. Which happens about, you know, every other No.
Well, hey, I have some things to talk about from last week. First of all, I totally screwed up on my nephew's birthday.
You're kidding.
Well, I think I said February 24th. He was born February 25th.
Oh, man.
This is my nephew, Easton English.
Did you get a lot of nasty emails?
No, because his own dad kind of screwed up his own birth date. He said March 25th. We're a bunch of boneheads.
Oh, my.
Well, anyway, Easton, we call him Double E now because his, you know, name, Easton English. Double E.
Now, I thought last week you were calling him E-E.
E-E, yeah, but Double E is funnier. And, you know, it's not to be confused with W.
Ah.
Anyway, one of
As
the...
As in George?
Right, W.
W.
Man that I hate. That's a topic for another discussion. Easton also had jaundice. And it's interesting, you know, they used to keep kids in the hospital for that. But now they send you home and you use something that's called phototherapy.
Phototherapy? That sounds very new age-ish.
It is new age-ish, I guess. But basically, it helps reduce the high levels of bilirubin that cause jaundice.
Wow.
And you wear this, like, you put this belt on the baby, and then he's covered up in his regular clothes, and the belt does something with fluorescent light. But you're able to, you know, go home instead of staying at the hospital. It's kind of cool.
Wow. Sounds very cool.
The other update I wanted to mention was, remember what happened at the Oscars? And do you remember what you talked about, the animated shorts?
The animated shorts. I mentioned two shorts last week, one for the animated category, one for the live action. And the animated, Ryan, did win. The live action fell through, did not win. I'm kind of anxious to see the one that did win because I didn't see it. But one for one's not too bad. Well, I think you had mentioned to me before that you had seen Ryan. What were your impressions?
Oh, Jeff, I thought it was fabulous. You were so on the mark with how creative it was. It was great.
Really?
Yes.
You liked it?
I liked it a lot. I didn't like 735 that much.
Okay.
But the
that
Ryan,
probably appealed to some of the music sense in me or something. I don't know.
It was peculiar to me.
Yeah.
I also, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but I do not like musicals. So it was kind of, it had a musical genre
It did very much. So good. I'm glad that you got a chance to see Ryan.
The other thing that happened is, I think I've mentioned this to you in the past. On NPR, every couple of weeks before the Oscars, they always have that guy. His name is Andy Trudeau, and he talks about the musical scores.
Yes.
And he goes through each of the five musical scores, and the one that he picked didn't win, but the one that did win was Finding Neverland.
Oh.
And Susan and I went to go see Finding Neverland.
Yeah.
That was also a terrific movie.
I really, really enjoyed that movie a lot.
I only fell asleep for about 5 minutes during it.
Which, if you know Pat, is just unbelievable. Normally, she's snoozing for like half of any evening show.
And is it true or not true that I have fallen asleep during Stars hockey games?
Stars hockey games, operas, plays, movies, parties. You usually have to walk over Pat.
Have I ever fallen asleep through sex?
That I wouldn't know. You have to ask your lovers.
My lovers, one of them.
I did want to say something about the musical part of the Oscars. I mean, it was unbelievable to me that they had Antonio Banderas and Santana, who are pretty cool, singing the theme to Motorcycle Diaries, which, by the way, I love that movie. But I thought, oh, this is poppy and kind of not so good. And then I heard, it won the Oscar for Best best music. I heard the music the next day on the radio, and I was blown away. It was beautiful music.
So was it much better than what they showed on the Oscars?
Unbelievably better. I could see why it won, and I thought, why? I thought, first of all, why did they have this crappy version of the song when it was really a beautiful song? And then why did they have Beyonce, who I think is a good singer, I do, but why did they have her do three or four songs during the Oscar? Dumb.
I like Beyonce. I think she has a fabulous voice. I did not like Antonio Banderas singing.
No, I
thought
either.
It was pretty. Hey, but I have to tell you, not that you would ever know this, but yesterday I went to the mall and I'm looking around for some shoes because I need some really cute pointy shoes to go with my tight jeans.
Ah.
And Carlos,
I know that feeling.
Carlos Santana is making shoes now.
No way.
Yes.
Well, nothing goes with shoes like the guitar.
Well, I didn't buy a pair. They were about $90, which, you know, is not really too much, but, you know, I didn't feel like spending $90 yesterday.
Well, I wanted to talk about an issue that sort of came up this week, and I just cannot believe it. Pat, you subscribe to iTunes and you download music every now and then.
Yes.
Well, the labels last week decided that they're going to charge Apple more money.
What?
For each download.
What?
Yes. And, of course, Steve Jobs and Apple are resisting it quite a bit. But the whole idea of this industry, making decisions like this, we've talked about this with our friends, and we're like, at a dollar a pop and roughly $10 per album, for the most part, if I really love an album, I'm going to go out and spend $3 or $4 more and get a better product. Because at 128 kbps, it's an okay product, but a real CD is a better product, so there's a certain premium for it. A dollar a song, I'm not going to buy every song on the album, you know? I'm probably going to be very selective, and all this can do is increase the price. And I'm thinking, this is such an opportunity for a record company. You could grow volume business by ratcheting that price down and start applying, you know, supply and demand. And it's just an example, Pat, to me, of really bad business decision making.
Well, you know, the other thing that's really strange is sometimes, you know, if you're looking for a certain song, you can see some songs are, now this is going to sound stupid, but some songs are, you know, they're like 3.5 minutes to 5 minutes.
Right.
Well, sometimes they'll have something that is like 60 seconds, and you still pay 99 cents
right.
for it. I think that's
right.
retarded.
Right.
There are some songs that are worth 99 cents, and
right.
some songs I think they should sell for 33 cents. I'd be more tempted to buy them.
There is no doubt about it. The model is all screwed up. And the other thing, the other insanity about the music
insanity.
Industry. Insanity. About the music industry is I think all the podcasters are actually up in arms now because the ASCAP, which is sort of the conglomeration of songwriters, have said you have to pay $255 or $300 or something like that for a year to play music. But that only includes a little bit of the cost, because actually in order to play real people's music on the podcast, you have to go through the record company, you got to get the performance rights, you have to get not only the ASCAP songwriters rights,
that's
but you
baloney.
Have it's complex now, and part of me as a business person, I understand the complexity. I mean, when you have all these multiple parties involved in a legacy business that's been around, yeah, it's hard because you've got some of these third party companies that have built a business by, you know, stopping some of this stuff. So I understand that part, but at the same time, I've got to think, the podcasts I've listened to play, you know, hey, here's a band that we just we liked and we thought we'd, you know, we will put a link to it on our website. It's in 64 kbps, Pat, which is, you know, it's not a format you're going to download to your iPod and go, woohoo, I got great music. You're just not. All it is going to do is increased demand for that product. It's not going to cannibalize sales at all, and it's so logical to anybody that can see this.
Why are they so paranoid? It seems stupid.
It's defending revenue, and like I said, I'm sure there's third-party companies that are defending away a business, but it's just unbelievable. We're at a weird, weird time.
Well, so let me ask you something. Does this mean that, like, a couple of weeks ago, Susan and Kaylee and I were at the Inwood, and the guy was playing some music in the background, and I went and said, "Ooh, that's really cool. Let me, you know, I want it. What's the name of that band?" It turned out to be Jurassic 5.
Okay.
And I went to iTunes, and I downloaded a song. And then I started listening to some other songs. And I got this one song, it's called Swing Set, that was so fabulous. And I would like to play it and talk about it. Does this mean we can't talk about it?
We can't play it? We can't do that. We can't play it.
That bites. I want to do it. I want to go to jail, baby.
Well, that's the thing. Again, logically, if we did that, all it would do... Would it cannibalize any sales to Jurassic 5? Of course not. All it would do is potentially nothing or increase sales, right? So, I mean, I think we could actually do that in good faith. And even if we were, we could be fined.
Well,
but who's going to really fine us? But,
well, exactly. You know, who's going to fine?
But we could be fined.
But here's what I think. Remember, I think we should. We don't follow rules just because there are rules. If the rule doesn't make sense, you don't follow it. You have
exactly.
to be willing to live with the penalty. So if they want to come and fine our ass, they can do that. But I'm not going to observe that rule. I think it's stupid. So there, take that FCC.
Yeah.
Is it the FCC?
No. No, but we got the message.
Well, the other thing, I heard two other kind of interesting things this past week, Jeff. One was this group called Nuttin' But Strings, and these were guys who were playing violin, but kind of to a rap hip hop. It was fabulous.
Really?
Yes. And then the other thing I heard on Jay Leno was this guy called Akon, I think, A-K-O-N.
Okay.
He took some song called Lonely that I'm sure I heard from, it might have even been the 60s or something like that, and he kind of hip hopped it up. It was fabulous. I love when people do that. And the next thing I want to see is the Star Spangled Banner hip-hopped up.
Well, that leads me right into something I wanted to talk about, which is this. I guess I can't. I'm kind of behind the eight ball here, but have you heard of what's called mashups, Pat?
No.
You might be even more behind the eight ball than me. The things that you've were just describing were what they call mashups, and usually it's like the one song A versus song B, and they match them. From a technical standpoint, they use a piece of software called ACID, and it's not horribly, horribly complex. ACID is really good at, like, transposing things and, you know, making the time exactly, stretching out the time or making the time smaller and looping things. But I put together a batch of different mashups.
I cannot wait to hear
some
this.
Some of them are Beatles mashups, and I don't know. I want you to. I'm astounded by how awful some of these are. So
when did you do this?
I downloaded them yesterday, actually.
Oh, you downloaded them. You didn't create one.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
So that's very interesting.
So let me get these queued up.
Are you going to play one for us?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God! Yay!
Okay. Here is, actually, this one is kind of funny. This is the Beatles. This is off the CCC Revolved, which I just don't think is very good, but this one's kind of funny.
Interesting.
It's not very good, is it? It's interesting, but is it really compelling?
No, I find it, I would call it cacophonous, because there's, you know, I feel like wanting to say, somebody needs to turn off one of those pieces of music.
Exactly. All right, here's another one. You recognize this song,
yeah,
right?
Of
the
course.
Beatles. Okay, just give a second. Zephyr in the sky at night. This isn't too bad. It's Madonna.
Yeah, yeah.
Sing beneath the sun. She's got herself a universe gone completely.
Madonna has a great voice.
Yeah, she does.
Now, see, this one's not that bad, but I don't find enough mashup to make it.
I completely agree.
Like, I just feel like it's Madonna, mainly.
Okay. This is the only Beatles mashup I actually like. This is Beck, New Pollution, and Taxman.
So far, I'm liking this.
So this is mostly Beck here, and then the little guitar is Taxman. Taxman!
Don't sing, Jeff.
I want to sing.
I'm liking this
one. Yeah, it's actually, I think this is my favorite Beatles mashup. All the others, I think, kind of suck. Anyway.
Oh, I shouldn't sing.
All right, here's one with Prince. And another song that you recognize right away.
Don't tell me. Oh, my God. I recognize it. What song is it?
Do the Hustle.
Oh, the Hustle.
Okay, this is really stupid.
No, I like this.
Do you like it?
Yes.
I think it's goofy. I
mean, it is goofy. Oh, Mike, I love it. Do you think you could do a mashup of some of your songs?
Yeah, I could probably try.
Ooh, I'm digging this, baby. Aww.
All right.
I want to do a mashup with some Moby songs. I like Moby a lot.
Moby would be easy to mash up because... All right, this is one I actually like. But let me... Hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things up to say the least that you
request. Come on, come on. Rappers that he stole. Oh, yeah.
Here we are to make it over the wall. And Huey Lewis. Get your weight up. I'm out of your
hurt. Then I'm going to do the answer for Lonely Spurs. Huey Lewis and
who? Huey Lewis in the news and a DJ named Q-Tip. Breathe and stop for real. And give it what you got. Just breathe and stop for real. And give it what you got, give it what you got, give it what you got, give it on the block, give it what you got. I thought it really would mean it's an eye.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see you with no big ass eyes. Your Prada dress or your Gucci bag, wear the polo jeans or the Gucci bag.
That's good.
Anyway, there's more of these, but I think you got the idea. To me, what I think of these matchups is kind of a trend. Mash, like in mashed potatoes. It's kind of a trend. People are doing this. I think they're a novelty act. I don't think the demand is going to be ever all that strong. And quite frankly, I think most of the demand is fellow DJs that are doing this. I've gone to some websites exploring because you have to get the voice isolated files and the beat isolated files. And those things are either around bootleg or you can buy special CDs. And, you know, the common person, I don't think is going to generally, maybe I'm completely wrong, buy an album of mashups. But
well, you know, Jeff, I'm pretty sure that I saw this on CBS Morning, but I think at Stanford, you can take a class on being a DJ, you know, the ones that use the phonographs and you do the scratching.
Yeah.
And they show scratch technique, the whole nine yards.
At Stanford?
At Stanford.
That's funny.
I want to go to college now.
College is more fun now. It sounds more fun.
Back in the olden days, you had to do things like, you know, take English classes and history classes and learn about Nazi Germany.
Yeah,
Boring stuff.
Those are weird things. I'd much rather be turntabling.
Me too. Turntabling, exactly. Well, you know, there's another... I want to talk about this real quick. This will be a short one, Jeff, but you know how much I love 7-Eleven.
Oh, you love 7-Eleven.
I go every day and get
coffee.
Your morning
walk, right?
Yes, and this morning when I went there, I saw something that was so exciting. I did try it. They now have French toast cappuccino.
Wait a minute. Is this a food or a beverage?
It's a beverage.
Okay.
You know, you can get regular cappuccino like... of Swiss vanilla cappuccino or something like that. Well, this new flavor is French toast.
Oh, my God.
And I tasted it. It's incredibly rich and yummy. I mean,
really?
Oh, it was really good. The other thing they have that's incredibly exciting, I think, is they have now root beer floats. But here's how it works, Jeff. You go to their ice cream section, and you pull out a special ice cream thing, a big gulp. It's shaped
right.
A certain way. You go take it to the big gulp container, and you put it in, and then you fill it up, and it makes the perfect root beer float.
Boy, I gotta say, you know, 7-Eleven started off as this little mini, you know, convenient corner place. Now I haven't been there for a while, but because the 7-Eleven from me closed down, but now it's looks like it's got some pretty cool innovative stuff.
Oh yes, you know,
wow,
they have great sandwiches. I've actually even written to 7-Eleven to tell them these sandwiches are fabulous. They're as good as my mom makes, which is not entirely true. If you've ever had a sandwich from my mom, it's like heaven.
Well, it's time now for getting to know you.
Getting to know you.
And Pat, would you like to start this time?
Oh, Jeff.
I guess I should remind everybody that, you know, this is a weekly segment we started last week. Just little snippets of Pat and I to kind of personalize this thing and allow you to get to know us.
Well, I'm actually glad you said Pat and I, Jeff, because that was grammatically incorrect.
Pat and I was?
Pat and me. Getting to know us. So one of the things about me is that I like the English language a lot, so I like words. And actually, you remember how when we were kids and we had to take those tests that would tell us whether how good we were for like the SAT and everything?
Right.
You know, I have a degree in math.
Right.
But I always scored higher on the verbal stuff than I did on math.
That surprises me.
And one of the things that I love is words and word origins.
Wow.
And this morning when I was walking Belle, I heard Silvia Poggioli on NPR use the word mollify. And I was so excited. I thought, wow, who uses the word mollify? Do you know what it means?
I'm sure I could figure out if it was in context.
Yes.
I want to say placate.
Yes.
Something like that.
Placate
okay.
or soothe. They were talking about mollifying something. And the first thing that popped to my mind was, what other words have the same root word as mollify? Because the word mollify comes from Latin mollis, which means soft. Now, I know this because I speak Italian.
Okay.
So I knew that. And I think the Italian word mole means soft. And then the other root word is facere, which means to make. So to make soft or to placate. But there's another word that you would also recognize, you would understand, that has the same root word, and that's emollient.
Emollient.
You know, like a lotion is emollient.
Yeah, right, right.
So stuff like that excites me.
That it you know, I think you and one of our friends, Kaylee, have that in common because Kaylee is, I remember having a conversation with her several years ago. About the origins of language and how you could really trace back all languages to sort of where they came from, you know, 2,000, 4,000 years ago. Oh, it's fascinating. She knows a lot more about it than I do.
But. Yes, and I think she told me that she met Noam Chomsky, who's like a giant.
Sure. Loved and hated by many.
Loved and hated by many. I would love to meet Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky. All right.
So that's what there is to know about me, at least for today. What about you, Jeff?
For this week. Ever since I was young, I'm tall. I'm 6'4". And,
I think you're only 6'3", Jeff. Liar.
Maybe I'm shrinking with age. But I was 155 pounds all throughout college. And, in fact, until I was 25 years old. It has nothing to do with exercise or trying. I was ungodly skinny.
What a beanpole.
I was a beanpole, and that's about me, I am conscious to this day, even though I'm not a beanpole anymore, I'm pretty normal, I'm still conscious of having this look of being too skinny. And for a while, in my probably my late 20s, early 30s, I would eat out of control just because I had this little psychosis thing going on. I think I've got a handle on it now. Now, I've been exercising and eating really healthy and actually trying to lose a little bit of weight.
You are kind of funny about that whole thing,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I think in the last couple of weeks, maybe in the last 4 weeks, you told me something like you were worried about getting too skinny, and I almost laughed out loud. But it is funny, that psychosis. Do you remember that one year that you kind of got into, was it the zone? And you wanted to eat 30, 30, 40, and you did that spreadsheet.
I had spreadsheets. I had, you know, when I do something, I do it
all the way.
Not just all the way, to the nerd level. Which maybe we'll talk about in another segment of Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
I wanted to remind everybody that we have a call-in line now. It's 206-202-TALK. And we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear feedback on the show and also just kind of request if you have anything that you'd like us to talk about.
Because we talk about this and that.
Because we talk about this and that. And I wanted to play. We got our first call. Unfortunately, I had to pay for the call. A little embarrassing. This is from my mom and dad.
But there was no gun involved, right?
No gun involved.
I feel like Tom Hanks. First of all, it cut me off. Tom Hanks on Saturday Night Live when he's saying sound check, 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 check. Do you remember that? Anyway, it cut me off the first time, and then I said, let me check the message again, and it let me. Dad's going to say something, see how the voices are okay, and see if we need to be louder or softer.
Okay, well, listen, we're all getting set for another of our beer dinners. Coming up on March the 17th, the traditional, the real St. Patrick's Day, we're going down to the Blue Cat and have a five-course dinner with a different kind of beer for every course, and we're going to just be sitting pretty, wearing of the green.
Hey, you know what else this month is, by the way?
What is?
Caffeine Awareness Month.
I'm very aware of my caffeine.
You love caffeine.
Caffeine.
Well, I learned a couple things about caffeine. When you drink a cup of coffee, your pupils dilate.
Really?
Your heart beats faster, your muscles tighten, and the blood vessels in your extremities constrict.
Really?
Yes. Caffeine evidently stimulates adrenaline, and it's like cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah, so evidently Caffeine Awareness Month is supposed to tell you that caffeine is bad for you.
What you described was just fantastic. I thought, oh, dude, I got to need more caffeine. And now you're telling me they're saying no?
Well, the part I really like is having the blood vessels in my extremities constrict. I like feeling my constricted extremities.
Yeah, I do too, if you know what I mean. God, it's disgusting.
Caffeine Awareness Month. That's just, you know, there's awareness
a month for everything.
I know.
I'm sure if you looked at, okay, this is the month of what? You'd have like 50 different things. Well, we're going to have introduce a new weekly segment this week, and it's called the Dallas Minute.
Oh.
So we do this podcast from Dallas, Texas, and we wanted to talk a little bit about our hometown. And I think, Pat, you've got something for us?
I do? Well, let me tell you. The one thing is, on Friday, I worked from home, and I met our friend Susan for lunch. And we went to Breadwinners. Over there, they have a new Breadwinners on... Actually, it's not new. It's been there for a year. It's new to Susan and me. It's new to us. It's new to Susan and me. It's on Lover's Lane. And
I've never been to that one.
It was great, Jeff. I mean, I had a Cobb salad that was terrific, and it's nicer than the Breadwinners over there on McKinney, in my opinion.
Well, I always like the Breadwinners on McKinney for the house environment. I always like that, and it's sort of a place to go in the morning, always crowded and, you know, kind of full of cool people.
Well, it's still kind of full of cool people, this one over here. They're more Highland Park-y, so,
right,
you know.
Right, right,
but I
right.
liked it.
Good.
It was good.
Well, that's good. Well, my little Dallas moment, I saw the Dallas Theater Center, The Violet Hour, and it was a play that sort of took place in 1919, and you saw these people. One seemed to be like F. Scott Fitzgerald going through the Agony of Being Good Writers, but then they had a weird, weird twist, which I won't give away. So strange twist that kind of took the whole second act in a whole different place. Anyway, typical at the Dallas Theater Center. This is at the Cleta Humphreys. Great acting and great direction. I really enjoyed it.
Well, you know, another... Yesterday I got obsessed with something. I don't know why, but I'm feeling obsessed with tacos. I love tacos.
Wow.
And I had two tacos at Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno. Bueno.
And I didn't think they were great. And then I had two tacos at Jack in the Box. Now, I liked the shells at Taco Bueno a lot, more so than at Jack in the Box. But the Jack in the Box, I think also the ones at the Jack in the Box, I think they mixed beans and beef. And I didn't like that very much.
I usually like the combination a lot. You know, there's this, like, I want to say it's like a taco stand, basically. Stupendo Studios is located in the Lower Greenville area of Dallas. And so almost outside my door, probably about three blocks away, is this place called Tacos y Mas, which is funny in itself.
Have you
eaten tacos
there?
And more. No, I go by it so often. It's like it's a little taco stand, and I've been meaning to try it. We really need to try the tacos there and report back.
I say we go after the show and have a few tacos.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. Maybe we should. I like that.
But, you know, I remember
tacos
having...
Tacos y Mas. I love the name. Tacos and more. Yo deseo más. No taco más.
Could we go there and maybe get a beer?
I don't know. That's Moss.
That's Moss, exactly.
And that's your Dallas Minute today.
That's your Dallas Minute.
Well, that's all the time it looks like we've got for today. I wanted to remind everybody that our URL is thisandthatpodcast.com.
I'm so proud of you, Jeff. You got it right.
I can't believe I spit that out. Our hotline is 206-202-TALK. And if you want to email us, the email is jeffandpat@thisandthatpodcast.com. All right. Well, thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff. I've enjoyed today.
It was fun. And I'm glad you're over last week's
sadness
dilemma.
All right. Well, next week, Jeff?
Yes.
We will. You will be wearing a banana hammock.
And you will be wearing pink bikini bottoms.
Woohoo!
All right. Well, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.